So as week two is starting here in the Fringe, I'm standing in the middle of the Royal Mile. You can hear all the noise from the shows around me, just trying to draw people in with their performances and lots of buskers as well. It's so beautiful, sun is shining and the sea in the background. And one of the themes that I've spotted amongst all the shows this year is food. You can relive the Fawlty Towers experience and have your meal served whilst you watch the chaos go on around you. Another one of the food shows that looks really interesting, or at least related to the TV theme too, is Fools and Horses. You get a three-course meal as well as seeing the comedy and the well-known characters go on around you. And if you want to have the food served in perhaps a less direct way, then how about Shakespeare for breakfast? Not literally, because you're going to have croissant and teal coffee to welcome you through the doors, and then you're going to have a one-hour taming of the shrew. But when I say shrew, it's actually set in a shoe shop. So maybe it's the shoe has more to play than the shrew. I'm not going to say any more than that, but I just suggest you go to C Venue at 10 a.m. every morning during the Fringe for your breakfast and to hear a great company celebrate the Bard. Another show with lunchtime breakfast, Dickens for Dinner. Another one is Bite Size Plays. They offer you strawberries and a teal coffee as you go through, and there's about four or five great short plays to just see you on your way into the daytime. So that's just some of the food offerings. One show that's just recently opening is Comfort Food Cabaret from Adelaide. Melanie Pearson has the most beautiful voice. Not only that, she is a fantastic cook. I've actually tasted her brownies and they were fabulous. So she will cook you a three-course meal and serve you some food during the cabaret. You may even get to help and cook up a sugar storm with her. So that is Melanie Pearson. That's in the Newtown Cookery School. So food is starting to take over the Fringe a little bit. I've just had the most amazing fish and chips from George Street. Cost me a tenner, but it was actually worth it. So what can I say? Eating my way through the Fringe. If you've enjoyed this podcast, then do click subscribe, leave me any comments, and whatever you're up to in your work, don't be afraid to offer something that your customers or audience truly want, because food is really rocking the shows here, especially with these long days. The last show starts at five to midnight, and you can be up again early for the shows at 9:30. It really is a full day. So far, the most shows I've seen anyone do in one day is 7, but I'm sure that has been topped. But whatever you're eating or enjoying, food for thought. Talk to you again soon.